My name is Maciej Szabatowski. I come from Wrocław. I work for the local radio RAM, and I have been a radio host since I can remember. I think I have been close to audio since I was actually a young kid, because my fascination with what radio is has been very strong since my very first days. I disassembled a radio device when I was a very young kid. I wasn't able to assemble it again, but I was really searching. I was seeking for information and seeking for music all day long, actually. The 90s were the times of boom of the radio, because it was the proper opening after the communist times. So many stations were growing, and this was a great opportunity for a young kid to jump in and see how it functions backstage. And somehow, not even knowing when, I became a host. But if you ask me really precisely what attracted me, I think it has always been contact with the listeners, like the contact. This is absolutely magic. In huge companies, for the multinationals, you normally do not get in your job a very direct and quick feedback. The feedback that you get on the radio is absolutely amazing. And even though we have now so many distractions, and the radio is not the only source of entertainment or contact with the humans, it still gives a lot of satisfaction when the listeners come over to you, when they stop in the streets and you can hear that the car engine is on, and they gasp for breath and they say, "Hey, you need to tell me what the name of this record is." So such closeness and such fulfillment gives you a power to go on, to move on. And even though I probably sound like an old dinosaur, and maybe today's, like, speed of communication via TikToks and others makes you probably stripped of these emotions that I'm talking about, or at least they are somehow diminished, I still rely on this basic interaction, and I consider it the biggest fetish, or however you want to name it. I definitely see a lot of opportunities in terms of how you build your audience, thanks to using, channels for podcasts, for staying a bit closer and longer with the audience. I am fully aware that there are many occasions when my listeners come back to me and say, "Hey, why don't you give the list of the tracks, or at least why don't you give us a part of your show?" There are such opportunities to be closer, to somehow make your, let's say, major channel strengthened by using some others, when for example, you can record something on a regular basis and say something to your audience. So podcasting, definitely, also in Poland, has become very popular, and people simply like to listen. Even the podcasts from, let's say, our main radio station are becoming popular, and if the topic is deep, then people simply return. And it doesn't matter if this is a new technology, old technology. I think they somehow get aligned together and strengthen on the only the signal,